This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now, KMUW movie reviewer Jim Erickson says a new remake of a Hollywood blockbuster has a lot more to offer than he expected.
The classic Charlton Heston movie Ben-Hur won 11 Academy Awards, and it might seem that a new version is little in demand. But the 1959 version was about 4 hours long, and the new Ben-Hur is about half that, and if not Oscar caliber, is a pretty good movie in its own right. And it cost $100 million to make, so even though it's somewhat faith-based in its story, it's well worth a look. The sets are especially fascinating, with the arena for the famous chariot race carved out of a natural mountain, and a lot of the houses looking as if they were made the same way. Costumes and props and crowd scenes are lavish. There's a lot of action scenes of war, and they and the shipwreck scene and the big chariot race are exciting. The galley slave scene is placed below decks to a very good effect. Acting and writing are uniformly good, though these days Morgan Freeman is always given the same role to play, and we could use a little of the humor Hugh Griffith contributed in 1959. Jesus Christ appears for brief scenes, but if there was a lot of preaching by anybody, my numb ears did not get it. All in all, I was impressed by a movie I expected to knock. It's an epic story told with appropriate grandeur, but no Hollywood glamour. Well written and well acted by a cast that's new to me, but fully up to their tasks. And for 2 hours, I could relax without fear of comic book superheroes, reckless driving, and big orange explosions. I can't speak for others, but for me, that's a lot. Jim Erickson, over and out.